so many instances in the Bible where God gave them deliverance through their worship and their praise. This morning we bow down and we worship you, Lord, because you are worthy.
Because God is good. Because you are not in your nativity, land of your nativity, doesn't mean that you don't have a voice. So we bless the Lord for that. We thank God for that song. And we just thank God for everything he's doing. Is God been good to you? Can we get God a wave for him? I said, if God is, you don't have to stand up and just give God a wave offering if he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we bless you. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming. We're going to read Psalms. The 34th division of Psalm, verses 1 through 4. And then we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 13 and read verse 15. Amen. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank God I'm alive and I have my life, health, and strength. Amen. I believe the scripture said, let everything. Can we get some help? Let everything. Do what? Can we say praise? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Do we all have it? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And today, let's just, you know, we all come to church. We all have needs. But today, can we say, Lord, I'm going to pray for somebody else. Today, I'm going to take the focus off of me. And I'm going to pray for someone else. I don't have to call on my name, Lord, because you know every need before we ask. I'm just going to put it on my heart, Lord, and you do it. Can we say, Lord, do it? Are we in a sanctified church? Can we say, Lord, do it? Yes, we know the song said, do it for me, Lord, but do it for somebody else this afternoon. Amen. If we haven't, let us start. Verse 1 reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually, once again, I will bless the Lord at his praise shall, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. Lord, and at your right hands are pledges evermore. Lord, we thank you that you're God, and that you're God all by yourself. Now, Lord, this afternoon we ask you to send a word. Lord, send a word to heal. Send a word to deliver. Lord, send a word to set free. Lord, we ask you for your anointing to be in our midst. Lord, for if we do anything and your anointing is not with us, it's all done in vain. For only the anointing can set the captive free. Lord, only the anointing can open the eyes of the blind. Lord, only the anointing can comfort those that are in trouble. Lord, we ask you on this afternoon, now speak for thy servant here. And for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name? Amen. And may be seated. Amen. Somebody said, come by here. Anybody want the Lord to come by here?
Amen.
Amen. Anybody need a blessing? I'm not talking about a natural blessing, because you can't take a natural blessing anywhere, but who needs a spiritual blessing? Lord, in my sanctified soul, I need a blessing. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 says, amen. I've heard people say they've been going through some stuff. And on Friday night, we had testimonies, and people have been going through some things. You know, when you go through stuff, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to praise the Lord. But you got to praise him anyhow. It might be hard, the challenges, the difficulties. Amen. Every time you turn around, it's a new challenge. What appears? Now, I say appears because everything is not what it looks like. So sometimes it appears one way, but how many know that God is working it out? So we don't have to go by what we see, because that's only by sight. But we walk by, the Bible said, if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. But hope that is seen, it's not hope. Hallelujah. But if you hope for that you see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And then he says, likewise, as you're hoping, as you're waiting on God, likewise, the Spirit, likewise means also, the Spirit helpeth our, those things that keep trying to get us down. When we hope and then go in the Spirit, though the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself. Anybody believe in the Spirit? The Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings. Holly, you know sometimes you get down and you can't say a word, but I'm moaning out. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can't utter a word, but you can groan it out. The Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according. Anybody want to be in the will of God? He maketh intercession for the saints according. Hallelujah. Hope. Anybody, you know, hope against hope means the situation is actually impossible. It can't be fixed. It can't be worked out through natural means. But how many know the Bible says about Abraham, he hoped against hope. Hallelujah. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body near 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was strong in faith. And he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. If you want something from God, just don't stagger. Just keep hoping. Keep. Listen, 100 years old and his wife's womb was dead, but he still had hope. We lose hope too often. And we quit on God because it seems like it's impossible. But don't you realize that nothing is impossible with God, because with God, all things are possible. And the Lord said, "Oh, Abraham, is there anything?" Hallelujah. It might be difficult for man. The doctors can't do it. Medicine can't produce it. But is there anything too hard? Who hoping it gets hope? It might seem weak, but keep on hoping. Hebrews 13 and verse 15 says, by him, therefore, we know that him is Jesus. Let us offer the, when things are bad, and you don't feel like praising and praise him anyhow, because that is a sacrifice of praise. Lord, it came out of nowhere. I don't know what to do. Still praise him in spite of it all, because that is a sacrifice of praise. Amen. And he goes on to say praise to God. How? Continually. Now we read also in Psalm 34, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in. And when you got it in your mouth, you don't keep it to yourself. Somebody said, I have a testimony, right, but I could not keep it to myself. Amen. You don't even have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't even have to have a great education. Our message is that in spite of it, praise him anyhow. In spite of it, praise him anyhow. Now, you know the devil, he likes to steal, rob God of praise. Amen. I like what God told the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. He said, don't you forget to give me the glory that's due my name. Due means that that's been an investment in something, right? When you work, you want your just dues. Amen. So God told the children of Israel, he said, give me the glory. Give me the praise due my name. Well, Lord, why do you deserve this? Why do I owe you this? Because you've been good. In spite of everything, Lord, you've been good. In spite of everything that's happening around me, Lord, you've still been good. Lord, in spite of everything that keeps coming against me, you've still been good. So I believe I have one of those in spite of praises. In spite of what I'm going through, I'm going to praise him. In spite of what's coming against me, I'm going to praise him. Even if my body don't feel like it,
I'm
Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. I heard the scripture say, God, come and get your one way. I'm going to be fighting your battles. He'll come and get your one way. And when God steps in, he'll flee seven. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. All right, now that we all awake. Yeah, nobody ought to be seated right now. Hallelujah. Then we all awake. Let's see what David was going through when he said, I will bless the Lord and... You know, sometimes we just let so much steal God of praise. Don't come to church, won't pray. Why you letting the devil steal God of their praise? Hallelujah, when God has been good. When nobody else can make a way, God made a way. But David the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord and his praise shall continually. In another word should be continuous. David said, you know what? Nothing that comes against me is going to steal the praise that's due God's name. You woke up this morning, you ought to say, thank you. You got cold and shelter and food, you ought to say, thank you. So many times we focus on what we don't have. I like to thank God for what I do have, because my little is more than somebody else's much, so I praise him anyhow. Well, David, this is one of those times he's fleeing for his life. Running from King Saul. Amen. Remember after David's great victory with Goliath, everybody was praising the Lord. They were thanking God for the victory. They said, well, Saul has slain his thousands, but David is. So someone got jealous. Said, wait a minute. I'm in charge, and I only killed 1,000? He did nothing. He was too afraid to fight. He said, they have attributed to David 10,000. He said, what else does he have left to take but the kingdom also? So from that point on, Saul sought to slay David. And this is one of those times when Saul had tried to pin him to the wall with a javelin. And David escapes. And as he's escaping, he goes to King Abimelech, and Abimelech sees him and he said, wait a minute, nobody in Israel travels alone, right? Because when you're alone, you have no protection. The only ones that travel alone are those that have caused some trouble, and then those that are in trouble. So David is fleeing and he comes to King Abimelech, and King Abimelech said, well, why are you by yourself? And David said, Saul sent me in. He said, the king's business requires, anybody know the king's business requires haste? You got to stop procrastinating. God has given you something to do. You got to get ready to do it. Amen. But David was fleeing for his life. And every time he turned around, Saul was trying to slay him. You know, and this ain't a creative problem. This is a real situation. Amen. David is fleeing for his life. And in the middle of it, he said, I will bless. I will bless the Lord and can you bless the Lord in spite of it? In the middle of it, can you still bless the Lord? And I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, now I don't know about you, but my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. I'm not going to boast in the man, but this, I'm in trouble. Where do you run to? Who do you turn to when you're in trouble? David said, I will make my soul shall make its boast. Well, why would David say something like my soul shall make its boast? You know, how you look when people are boasting, right? They're so proud. You trying to tear them down. Amen. David said, my soul will make a boast in the Lord. And because I'm talking about God, the humble, shall hear their honor be. Amen. cashier hit up there, I would be glad. He said, and even though I'm in the middle of it, oh, magnify the Lord. I'm in it. I'm running for my life, but magnify the Lord. And let us exalt his name together. That's an in spite of praise. Even though everything is coming against you, you got to praise him anyhow. So David said, in spite of it, I still am going to praise my God. Anybody believe in praising God? In spite of it, in spite of what I'm going through, I'm going to praise him anyhow. I don't feel like it, but when I just think of how good, anybody just want to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me? He said, my soul cries out. Anybody want their soul to cry out? Hallelujah. And I thank God for saving me in spite of it. I praise him. Oh, Lord, thank you. I praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. Let the devil come. You know, the devil ain't going to stop. He better get mine to praise him anyhow. Amen. So Paul tells the Hebrew brethren, he says, therefore, amen, by him let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Don't allow anything to steal your praise. You're not praising a man, but you're praising God. Amen. I'm not praising him for where I am, but by faith I'm praising him for where I am. According to me, right? You don't have to praise God for where you are. Praise him for where you are going. Amen. You know, we fail to realize that God gets the greatest pleasure or joy when we praise him in the middle of it. And God will show up and show out when you praise him. When? How do we know that? Somebody said, Paul and Silas. Amen. Now, Paul, how many know Paul was doing a good work? If you read about it in Acts chapter 16, he said he was establishing and setting up churches, and God was adding to the church and saving souls. But all of a sudden, the devil showed up. Says a woman came with the spirit of divination. Amen. The devil always show up. Because he don't believe you have a mind to really praise God. He don't believe that you can fight in spite of it. So every time God is blessing, the devil shows up. But what do you do when he shows up? I heard them say Paul and Silas kept going. And this woman with the spirit of divination followed them day after day. You know, Paul said, well, I'm going to give her a little time to get it right. Then it says, after a while, Paul turned to that spirit. He didn't speak to her. Sometimes you got to speak to the spirit that's in them. It ain't him, it ain't her, it's that spirit. And can we say spirit? Spirit. And we ain't talking about the Holy Spirit. We talk about the spirit of the devil, all right? So Paul turned and rebuked the spirit out of her. And then when her master saw that his prophet, because he was using that spirit to bewitch the people, when he saw that spirit was cast out, they brought Paul and Silas to the magistrate, to the marketplace, and said, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city and teach things that are contrary to those of us who are citizens of Rome. So what happened? Now, so look, just tell yourself, say, they were doing something good. And God was blessing them. You want to help me? Say, they were doing something good. And God was blessing them. But the devil got mad. So they drew them before the magistrate in the marketplace and they beat them. And after they ripped their clothes off and beat them, they put them in jail. But wasn't they doing something good? God doesn't care about what you're going through. He just wants your praise. Amen. It says that Paul and Silas was kept in the hands of the jailkeeper. Amen. And then somewhere about midnight, when they couldn't take the pain in their bodies, they couldn't lay down because they'd been beaten, they couldn't deal with the pain, I heard them say they began to pray and to praise the Lord. Well, at midnight in the middle of it, in spite of it, sing and to pray about midnight, suddenly the Lord sent not just an earthquake, but he sent a great. Anybody need a great deliverance? Well, why are you in pain and why are you suffering? You got to praise him in spite of it. You got to praise him. Hallelujah. When my body is right with pain. Now, you know when you get whipped, right? Those Romans didn't do that, you know, whipping like, we used to get some bad whipping with switches, right? You know, up north, y'all don't know about all that, switches and stuff. Y'all do this 1, 2, 3 and all that other stuff. We used to get the real deal. Right? We got the real deal. 1, 2, 3 That was just when they would count when they would start. But they followed that 1, 2, 3 over some lengths, right? We'd be crying the next day from that day. But guess what? We did not repeat that error. Right? They say 1, 2, 3 You can count 1, 2, 3 day after day after day. Nothing changes. Right? I don't mess with this. You know, but Paul said they will not die. Right? If you use that rod, they won't die. So 1, 2, 3 if you've been doing 1, 2, 3 for the last 5, 6 years, it's time to do something different. But nevertheless, now I just threw that in at no charge. Amen. Because we 1, 2, 3 in our children, and then they go into jail and they get beat up and whipped up and everything else. You better help them while you have a chance. The scripture said a child left to his own. You just let them do what they want to do would bring this mother to shame. That's in Proverbs. Y'all read that. Whiskey. I know y'all read that one too, but they're beat, they're in pain, they're suffering. Now what do you do when you get a physical beatdown? They got a physical whipping. So bad they couldn't even sleep. So Paul told Silas, they know you still sitting there just licking our wounds. Amen, it's time to what? Praise the Lord in spite of it. And in spite of praise me, I'm in the middle of it. It's difficult. It's a challenge. But I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. Anybody got a mind to praise the Lord anyhow? The scripture says, this is Paul writing to the Thessalonians. He said, rejoice in the Lord and pray always. He said, in everything we ought to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. In what? Everything. That means the good, and that means the pleasant, that means the, he said in everything, we ought to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now David was going through something, and so was Paul. Amen. Paul was in jail, and he wrote to the Philippian church, and he said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, then he writes to the brethren, he said, you know what? Yes, I'm going through some afflictions. I'm going through some trouble. He said, I even got some people that are preaching Christ, not honestly. They're doing it in pretense, intending to add to my afflictions. He said, but then there are some that are preaching God for the right reason. Paul said, well, they're in pretense, I am full. He said, I rejoice that Christ is preached. In spite of me being in prison, he said, many of the brethren are waxing bold because of my bonds and my affliction. So he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, that's in spite of praise. You in the middle of it, but you got a mind to praise the Lord. You know why we don't get our deliverance? Because every time we get in the middle of it, we shut up. And when you shut up, you give the devil the advantage. You tell the devil, yeah, you got the victory on this one. But you got to praise God in spite of it. And in spite of praise, yes, I'm going through it. And everybody's going to look at me and think I should be giving up. But I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him anyhow. The scripture says, redeeming the time. Because the days are, how many know the days are evil? Waxing, Bible says evil men are waxing worse and worse, deceiving men. It's waxing worse and worse. It said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. He said, Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding. While you're going through this, God is trying to reveal something to you. God is not allowing it to happen to overthrow you. He's trying to show you his will. So he says, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And he continues and says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the, in the middle of what you're going through, be filled with the Spirit. And this is how Paul writes to the Ephesians. He said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spirituals. Anybody want to speak to themselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs? Amen. Praise the Lord. Lifting up the name of the Lord. Praising him in spite of it. Praising the Lord in spite of it. I wonder, do we have a mind that in the middle of it? Can you say, Lord, thank you? Lord, if I have, now how many know if we can write the book, we change it. But God knows what he's doing. God knows how to get praise and glory out of us. So we go through hardships, we go through difficulties, amen. And the natural mind says, quit and give up. But heard the spiritual mind said, be still and know that I am. Anybody need to be still? Just stop right where you are. The psalmist said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Anybody need to just take, you know, Lord, I don't understand, so right now I'm going to just rest in the Lord. I'm not going to call my best friend, I'm not going to call my brother, my sister, the elder. I'm just going to rest in the Lord, and I'm going to wait. Anybody need to wait patiently? Just rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. David said, I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord. Anybody waiting to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Said, wait, I say, we got to be of courage. Can the church get some Holy Ghost boldness? They counted me out. But they forgot that the power behind me is greater than the challenge that's before me, because God is fighting. Didn't Elder Gibson in his testimony, all he did is start praising the Lord? God said, wait a minute. You know what the problem is? You know why you don't have deliverance? Because I tried to tell you, you don't have to fight in this battle, because the battle is not, come on, the battle is not yours. The battle is, you fight battles that ain't yours. You need to give it to God. And let God fix it. When God works on your situation, though bleak, though dismal, God can fix it. And God doesn't need anybody's permission. God doesn't have to talk to anybody. He'll just speak a word. Amen. He'll speak a word and change your whole situation around. And in spite of praises, I don't feel like it, but I'm going to praise him. Yeah. When I go to the job and they act up so much at the job, I'm going to still praise him. Yeah. Amen. When I go home and I don't understand where all this is coming from, I'm going to praise him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Lord, when I go to church and I'm doing my best and somebody misunderstands me, I'm going to praise him. That's in spite of praise. Lord, I'm going to praise you in spite of. Because the devil wants to shut you up. Listen, when you go through a hardship, the Bible says you ought to praise him continually, right? You ought to live God in spite of it. Let everything that has prayer praise the Lord. Then when you go through a trial and shut up, are you obeying God or disobeying? Right? So the devil said, you know what? If I can just get them to disobey God, they're going to miss out on their blessing. Because they won't do what God says. One of Jeremiah said, this I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies. Anybody realize God's a merciful God? He said, it's of the Lord's mercy that we have not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning, and great is God. Anybody know God is faithful? Amen. And he'll never lie. If you don't let that situation get the advantage of you. I imagine the psalmist, I'm almost finished. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. That's right. I'm saying this, right? I imagine the psalmist was going through one of those hard times in the 30th division of Psalm. And he said, but his anger endured but a moment. I messed up, yes. We messed up. And every sin and transgression receives a just recompense. I messed up. But his mercies I do every morning. His anger endured but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure. Somebody's in the nighttime. Somebody's in the middle of it. His weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy comes in the... Anybody looking for a morning joy? Anybody looking for a morning praise? Anybody waiting for the morning to come so they can get their victory? Hallelujah. His anger. You know, so we all mess up. None of us are free of messing up because there's none perfect, no, not. Even though you might think you're perfect, you're not perfect. There's none perfect, no. So we mess up. But the good thing about God is he is a merciful God. God will forgive you if you will confess and forsake that mess up. God will, but if you keep going through it, it will not change as we all stand. As we all stand, and in spite of prayer, in spite of prayer, he says, you know what? Everything has counted me out. But I'm going to praise God anyhow. I'm going to offer God the sacrifice of. You know what the sacrifice means? I don't feel like it. I don't like it. I don't like what I'm going through, but I'm going to praise him. Anyhow, I like to hold it back and say, now listen to this. This is when, as the elders and ministers come forward, this is when you're at your worst. Amen. Habakkuk said it this way, for you to get a visual picture of when everything is coming out against you. The third chapter of Habakkuk starts off with, this is a prayer of Habakkuk. And he said, Lord, revive the years. Lord, revive the times. Lord, he said, in your revival, he's praying for a spiritual revival. He said, Lord, in judgment, remember mercy. Anybody want God to remember mercy and judgment? And he goes on to say, although, and this is an inspired praise, although the fig tree will not blossom, neither will there be fruit in the vine. He says the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field will yield no meat. The flock will be cut off from the fold, and there will be any herd in the storm. He says, yet will I still rejoice in the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Even this is bleak. This is the worst of the worst. I'm not going to say, I'm still praising. I'm still going to rejoice.